Neurological Update, Jarrett, J-A-R-E-T-H, Buchanan, B-U-C-H-A-N-A-N, 16284, 12513. Copy to Dan Steinfink, MD, fax 972-733-7257. Alan Dave Villanueva, MD, fax 972-599-1331. Please see the Shannon note for full detail. He follows up for his autistic spectrum disorder. His EEG was normal with 10 Hertz self-activity, no focal slowing. However, much of the tracing was compromised by motion artifact due to his complex tics. His MRI of the head was unremarkable. New paragraph. Due to my observations that his focus gets interrupted during these tick-like movements, comma, is, which can be quite complex, comma. History of staring spells, according to the mother, which I also observed, comma. And during his neural cognitive testing, the Fulye, F-U, capital L-Y-E, Woon, W-O-N, Ph.D., noted that as follows. He responds to the questions consisted of short phrases or sentences. Severe tics were consistently noted with frequent grimaces, rubbing, pulling of his hair, and touching of the left side of his face, which interfered with the flow of the interview and testing. Also, during tics, he gave the wrong answers or did not answer the question at all. In contrast, Gareth appeared collected and calm and answered the questions appropriately during the brief tic-free periods. The possibility of frontal lobe seizures contributing to his cognitive impairment, poor focus and concentration, must be entertained, and oftentimes these cannot be documented on EEGs, especially with all the movement artifact. The mother also feels the same way, and therefore we're going to continue his current regimen unchanged and add Keppra. Extended release, 500 milligrams, one per day for 1 week, then two per day, and reassess them in 6 weeks. They're aware of all the side effects and benefits. They're in agreement with his plan. He'll follow up in 6 weeks.